Hey, let's talk about Aaron Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, 11-14-52. Mr. Sampson is a 61-year-old gentleman whom I saw today because of multiple medical issues, period. First of all, he has a history of long-standing schizophrenia, number one. Number two, he's lost a tremendous amount of weight recently because of his end-stage liver disease related to alcohol and hepatitis C, he states. He also has extensive tobacco abuse, difficulty sleeping, and depression. Period. New paragraph, he's on hospice because of his liver disease. He recently fell about a month and a half ago and broke his left hip, period. Medication, he just finished a course of cefalexin and doxycycline, period. He also takes eye drops. He takes Benadryl. He takes iron, 325 once a day. He takes Prozac, 20 milligram a day, melatonin, 5 milligram a day. He also takes nicotine patch, and he's on Invega, 9 milligram extended release daily, period, at bedtime. Patient currently taking Norco 10-325 four times a day. He states he's very anxious. He says the liver disease makes him hurt. He also says he has hepatitis C, although that's not known to me, but patients with hepatitis C are known to have neuropathy-type symptoms and exactly what he's complaining of, but nevertheless, his Norco is not holding his pain, period. In the paragraph, he states that one time they had him on Insure, even though he's on hospice, he would like to continue with Insure, period. He also would like to have a scooter. I explained to him that with palliative care and hospice, he's not a candidate for a scooter at this time. Social, as above, medical problems discussed. Review of system. He's had tremendous amount of edema in the past because of protein, calorie, malnutrition. He also, in the hospital, was told he had white blood cell count and elevated liver function test, and he was at a high risk of bleeding with high PT and PTT. The hip surgery was done with a pinning to make sure that he didn't have any issues with blood dysgrazia and bleeding at that time period. He also has lost 30 pounds. He went from 154 to 120, consistent with his hospice diagnosis period. Surgery, he's had left elbow surgery, left hip surgery. Medical problems, as was discussed above. Social, he's not married and doesn't have children. He used to work as a chemical plant worker. He's 61 years old has lived in Houston most of his life. On exam, 110 over 60, pulse 88, respirations 18, or 2 sat 94% on room air. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft lower extremity, shows no edema, severe muscle wasting, noted neuropathy, neurological non-focal, patient's edema that was noted before has resolved. Number one, end-stage liver disease. Number two, significant weight loss. Number three, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Number four, possible history of hepatitis C. Number five, definite history of liver failure because of alcohol abuse. Number six, he complains of anxiety. He wants benzodiazepine-type medication to control his symptoms. We'll discuss this with the medical director. Also, he wants a different pain medication or something in addition to Norco 10-325. We'll discuss this with the medical director regarding a long-standing pain medication and using the Norcos as a breakthrough pain. Next one is weight loss, significant, 30 pounds. Next one has issues with bowel and bladder incontinent. Next number, he also has ADL dependency. Next number, he uses a walker to get around. Next one is, I explained to him that he's not a candidate for any kind of electric wheelchair. Next time is I'm going to ask the hospice nurse to also set him up for to receive Insure and multivitamin as he's requesting. Next time, overall prognosis is poor. Next time is given the natural progression of his illness, most likely he has less than 6 months to live, given his symptoms increased PT and PTT and INR as well as leukopenia. Thank you.